Okay, we had that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka and Rabbi Nechemya said the same thing, that you don't need Ibur Tzura even by Korban Pesach, even where the problem is in the Bailin. They're tamei and they can't eat, and you burn it immediately. So on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabba Mosif Ab Rav Yossi Aglili. Rabba is Mosif that Rav Yossi Aglili also said the same thing. The Tanya, Rav Yossi Aglili Omer, Kol Ha'inyin Kulo Einam B'Dabre Ela B'Parim Hanisrofim U'V'Seirim Hanisrofim Lisro Psuleihem Abay Sabira V'Litein Losas Al Achilosim. Rashi, Kol Ha'inyin Kulo Kol Parsha Zu, the whole parish of a chalkatos hashayuva midama pnima. That if you bring the dam of a chatos inside the heichal, so you burn the korban. So it's not talking about a korban chatos chitzona, an outside chatos, which you're supposed to bring the dam on the outside mizbeach. But if by mistake you brought it inside, you have to burn the korban. The moki lo rabban mesechas vachim the chatos chitzona shehichnis tam lefnim. The zepat psul shala. It's possible. Just like if the dam went outside the Azara, same possible if it went inside too much. The Kom Rachmanet Yisorith. Paulig Rav Yossi Aglili, Umoka B'chatas HaPnimis. Rav Yossi Aglili says, no, this is talking about when you do the chatas right, and it's talking about a chatas that the dam is supposed to be Nisrat B'fnim. Like Parim HaNisrofim, Usirim HaNisrofim, the par and of, what's it called, and Shoir of Yom Kippur, where the dam is supposed to be Nizrak in the Heichal. Asher yuva midoma k'mitzvosa, el oel moed, any chatas, whether you're supposed to bring the dam into the Heichal and sprinkle it on the golden mizbeach, lo se'ochel ba'esh tisore. You're not allowed to eat that korban. It's not a korban chatas hanechal. You'll burn the whole korban outside the machna. Lo itzrich krah, the haksib gegufei v'sore v'sal etzim. You don't need the pasuk to tell me you burn the chatas itself, because it says beferish you burn it. Elishim nitzla biyotze uvetuma bo hakosla med choshetis refena beshabira velo chutzla gimel machlus kmitzvasa velite nosas alechilasa. So what's the pasuk coming to tell me? That if that korban became pasul some other way, then you don't burn it normally. You burn that korban outside the what's it called Yerushalayim. That's the normal way of dealing with it. But if it became pasul, then you don't burn it outside Yerushalayim. You burn it in the Beis HaMikdash with all other psulei hamikdashim. And to tell me that you're not allowed, lo seyoch, you're not allowed to eat from those korbanos. You can only, what's it called, you only burn them. Amrulo, so the Chachamim said to him, chatas shenichnas dom lefnai v'lefnim menayim. When how about a chatas that you brought the dam not into the heichel, but you brought the dam lifnai v'lifnim. Omer lahen hein lohuva es dome el hakodesh pnima mechlal di nofik ihi I nomi ayel dome b'shreifer. Right? That it says what's it called? This chatas wasn't brought what's it called pnima mashma. That what's it called? If it was brought, or you what's it called? Took the dam out of the place where it's supposed to be. Then it's possible. Same thing over here. If you took the dam to a place where it's not supposed to be, the carbon is possible. Rashi Omer lo chatas chitzona shehichnis dam lefnim menayim lecha shipsula. So how do you know if you had a chatas that was a chatas chitzona where the dam was supposed to be on the outside mizbeach, and you brought it inside, it's possible? We learn it from this pasuk, but you learn this pasuk to be talking about a chatas that you're supposed to bring the dam inside, and it became possible, so you have to burn it bakodesh and not chutz lemachaneh. So where do you know that a chatas chitzona, that you brought the dam inside, is possible? Amar lohen, mida amar le Moshe li Aaron, hein lohuva, since Moshe said to Aaron, hein lohuva es doma el hakodesh pnima, right, ha huva basreifahi. We can infer that had they brought the dam into the heichal, by that korban chatas, that was a chatas chitzona, it was a regular chatas, that the shaper or the disarful out there, then Moshe would have understood why they burnt it. He was just questioning. You didn't bring the dam inside, so why did you burn it? Mashma, had you brought the dam inside, you should have burnt it. And now we're going to bring the Raya that Rav Yosef Lili holds, that even if the psul is the bailim, that you burn it immediately. Why? Since Rav Yosef Lili learned Kodshe Doros from Chatas Ara, and we don't say that was just a special halacha for that time, but we say that you can learn from there, that if you bring the dam of a Chatas Chitzona into the Heichel, so the carbon is possible and you burn it, Mashma, that this halacha applies for good. Doesn't only apply to the karbonis of that day. Rav Yosef Lili learns all karbonis from there. Right. So, and then they burnt it that day. They didn't wait till the next day. They burnt it mamish then. So you can learn that also. That what's it called? That you have to burn it immediately. Kichatas the aron. The apagam the psul hadam hu dehavik the psul machmas davarachim. And here it wasn't a psul in the carbon itself, it was a psul in the dam, which is just like a psul in the bailim, aside the bailim of a dam. The kosolka daitach, the hu hadin nami sfarim with psul bailim, the loboy ibersur. The dam and bailim have the same halacha. The psul of a gufo is one halacha, the dam of a bailim is another halacha. So if you see, he holds by dam that you burn it immediately, bailim would be the same thing if the psul was in the bailim. For Rabbanim to Loganiri Minei, the Rabbanim don't learn it from here. They learn it from the Chol Chatas Asher Yuba Midoma. They don't need this pasuk to learn from. So they say that you don't need this pasuk is not Ladoros. This pasuk was a Horasha. Vahihu Dekamer Lo Moshe Dim Heviu Doma Lefneim Boy Shreifa. Aval Ladoros Boy Kruach Rina. To tell me that applies for all Doros, you need another pasuk. The Gabi Ibutsur Nami Loyafinamino Mamela, we can't learn from there that you burn it immediately. And they hold that the other pasuk, Misvara, you have to wait until it becomes Ibutsura to burn it. So Mara says for Rabbi Yochanan doesn't include Rabbi Yosef Lili. Why didn't he say Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yosef Lili said like Rabbi Yochanan and Bruka? Sobar Dam Ubosar Khadamilsahi. Those that since the Dam is Matir the Basar, so the dam has the same din as if the basar became tummy. That's psula begufo. The dam is not a side psul, right? The dam is as if you were passel the carbon. And therefore, bailim milsach risahu. Bailim are a side thing. So he holds by bailim yistakanid ibutsura, but not by dam. So there's three shitas. One is any psul that's dam or bailim needs ibutsura. But psula begufo, you burn immediately. The other shita is any psul that's either bedam or bebailim, by carbon pesach at least, you burn immediately. And the third shita is dam and guf, you burn immediately, and bailim, you heavy butsura. Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan to lo chashiv le Rabbi Yosef Aglila b'hadayu, omer lechonoi d'shamasei b'psul dam to lo boi butsura. All we see from Rabbi Yosef Aglila is that when it's a psul and a dam, he holds that you burn it immediately. But psul bailim yishamisle, but by bailim we don't know that he holds like that. The koi kareb yochan mebruka, then he would be had to hold like Rabbi Yochanan mebruka. Damu basar chadam milsehi, v'havi le psul abegufo. Ki ilu nitma basar asmo. And the svara is, I think Rabbi Yosef Engel says, that since the dam is matter the basar, it's considered already intricately involved with the basar. It's not a side psul, it's as if the basar became tummy. Okay, go on. Ho'atzomos v'hagidin v'hanosar yisrafu b'shishasar. Any of the bones or the sinews or the noser of the basar, if you had meat left over from the korban pesach, right, that you couldn't eat, you left it over either according to the Lazar Nazari after chatzos, or you left it over according to the rabban until the morning. So you burn it not on the 15th in the morning, because it's Yontif, but you burn it on the 16th. Chol tezayin lios b'Shabbos, if the 16th fell on Shabbos, which really can't happen, because if the 16th fell on Shabbos, that means that Pesach fell on Friday, and lo bedu Pesach. Pesach can't fall on Friday. And Tosa said that even though Mekadosh al-Pi Ariyah, they made sure that Pesach didn't fall on Friday. Right? Pesach itself, Erev Pesach didn't fall on Friday. But Pesach itself never fell on Friday. So the one of them, Rishon, I think the Rach says, it means, if it would be possible, then this will be the halacha. He said, Yisrafu b'yutzayim. If, what's it called, the 16th was on Shabbos, then you can't burn Kodshim on Shabbos either. So you, what's it called, you burn on the 17th. And you have to burn in the daytime. So you have to wait till the 17th in the morning to burn it. The Fisha'in and Dokin Lois HaShabbos, the Lois Yomtiv. Okay. And the reason you have to tell me Shabbos, if I know you can't burn on Yomtiv, surely you can't burn on Shabbos, because there's a Hava Minhag to say the reason you can't burn it on the 15th is not because it's Yomtiv, but because the special halacha that you have to burn Noser, not the next morning, but the morning after. Kamash Malah, no, it's because of Yomtiv, and Mela Shabbos is also no good. Mishnah Tzamos Shalo Yochel Shovron, you can't break them. Mitnation Nes Rabo Shviras HaEtzen, can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach. The Noser Bohen Moach, and there's marrow inside the bone. The Harihu Noser, the Tone Sreifa, the marrow needs Sreifa. And you can't break the bone to get the marrow out and burn it, you have to burn the bones. The Chen Gidden, Ubi Gemara Porach Nechlinu, the Gemara says, why were the Gidden left over? Eat them. The Hanoser, Boser Pesach, Shinis Atzlu Bachiloso, Venisoser. Or the actual Boser of the Pesach itself that they didn't eat on time. There was leftover Boser. B'shishasar shu cholos v'moed. You burn on the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. V'afal b'shenifsel b'boker rishon, even though it became possible already on Yontif. Ein rishoy v'sorf will be Yontif. You're not allowed to burn Noser on Yontif. Kin mefarish b'gmore. Okay. Omer Rav Mori bar Avua Omer Rav Yitzchak. Atzamos kodshim sheshim shu Noser metamim eseyadayim hoel v'nasa bosses l'dover ha'asim. Okay, if you have atzamos of regular kodshim, not talking about Korban Pesach anymore, and inside them is marrow that's noser. The bones themselves are not osir, because they're not edible. But inside the bone is marrow, and the marrow is noser. So the halacha is the rabbanan regozer tumas yadayim. If you touch noser, your hands become tameh, either because of atzlei kohuna, because they didn't want kohanim to be lazy and leave things over. So if things get left over, they're matame yadayim, and that's a bother for the kohanim, so they try not to leave things over. And the other reason, the Gemara says, the second reason why, not of atzlei kohanim, but there's another reason why they're gozer. I think there's anybody else. In any case, were they gozer on the atzamos, right, that had noser in it? The atzamos themselves are not noser, but they were a buses to the noser. So Mori Baravua and said in the name of Rav Yitzchak that the bones themselves are also of Matana Yadayim. Since they were a bosses to the noser, they also had the same din as noser. Name on the Sayele, let's say that our Mishnah is a proof to that, that the bones become a bosses to the noser and have the same din as the noser. Who atzamos v'agidin v'anoser yisrafu l'tezayim. The Gemara says, "Honey, atzamos hechidali." The bones in our Mishnah. What are we talking about? Elim with the last boom moach. If it's talking where there's no marrow in the bone, it's a bone without marrow. Lama b'sreif. Why do you have to burn it? The bone itself is a noser, and there's nothing in it. Nashdinu, throw it in the garbage. Ela pshita the isbu moach. Must be that it's talking where there is marrow. If you say that the fact that they serve the noser, they're a bosses to the noser, makes them also osir, therefore you have to burn them. But if you hold that the bones serve the noser, they're a bosses to the noser, is nothing. Why do you have to burn it? We're talking about what's called nisbarinu, the nechalsa lemoachidu, the nisrafei, the nashdidu lididu. Right? If that's the case, the bone doesn't become osir because it served the noser. Only the noser needs to be burned. Then break the bone, take the noser out. You're not allowed to break the bones of Korban Pesach. That's only where it's kosher. Now it's possible. Right? It's already noser. So the possible, you're allowed to break the bones. Elalav shmami shimush noser milsei. So we see from our Mishnah that the fact that the bone served the noser, the bone gets the same halacha as the noser and has to be burnt. So Amre, what? No, this our Mishnah is talking about Korban Pesach. Amre, lo. Va'olamei malach shimush noser lav milsei. Really, the fact that the bone served the noser doesn't give the bone the same halacha as the noser. The kesaver bo bekosher v'afil v'pasul. Our Tana holds that you can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach, even when it's possible. Mela, there's no eitz except to burn the bone. You can't burn the marrow by breaking the bone and getting it out. You have to burn the whole bone. But really, the bone doesn't need to be burned. It's just that, practically speaking, you can't get to the marrow without burning the bone because you can't break the bone. Amr says, I feel a bit puzzled, so could I do. There is such a man, the Amr, who holds that you can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach, that's puzzled. For a tnan, aval hamosher b'tohar, v'hashover b'tameh, eino sovek, it's for our boy. If a person leaves over basar from a Korban Pesach, that's tohar. So he doesn't get malchus, because it's a lav shein bo maisa. Or it's a lav she nitik l'esay, because you can burn the noser. And you also, if you break a bone with a Korban Pesach, that's tameh, you don't get malchus. Because why? Because the isser is only where you break it bow, the kosher, but not the pasul. Where it says lo kasher, kansha hoysalo shasa kosher, kansha lo hoysalo shasa kosher. If the Korban Pesach was pasul from beginning to be from the beginning, right? So then in a chenami, you're not over on the isser of shvira sa'etzim. But if the Korban Pesach was kosher and then it became pasul, like by noser, right? It was kosher the whole night until the morning. The morning it became pasul. Then you're over on Shvira Sa'etzim, even on a Korban Pesach that right now is pasul, since the Chatzilah was kosher. Rashi. Shishim shunoser, shenoser bohen moach chutzlis mana. That in the bone was marrow that was now past the time that you're allowed to eat it. Vishim shu atzomos halolo. The atzomos served that noser. The metame, just like noser, shigazru chachomim shiatame sadaim beperek basro, the kamba pirka maisla bigmara. Later on, the end of the mesech, the gemara is going to bring this inyan, why there were gozer tuma if you touch noser. Basis, didn't get it yet? Yeah, nasa basis the dover osser, kano. Basis means a base. Kedem retargamin and besise, makom moshavo. Tior, the kano is besise, it's base. Hani atzomo sechidami, the comer ikron chilosim besreifa. Right, who says that, where do we say that the bones have to be burned? Nashdinu yashliche. Velo hitzrich hakosuv sreifa, le baroi lachila venisosa. Sreifa is only for something you could eat and was left over. Something that never was edible doesn't have to be burned. Something you could have eaten and you're left over, but bones you couldn't have eaten anyway. So it must be talking where there is marrow. And since the mice, you're not allowed to break them, so you can't take out the marrow, so you're going to have to burn the bones. That's why I mentioned it separately, Rashi said. It's regular noser if it's talking about the marrow, but the idea is this marrow could never be eaten because you can't break the bone. So it was going to be noser no matter what because there's no way of getting to it. So that's why it mentioned it separately. If you hold that the bones become bottled to the marrow, so that's why they have to burn the bones. So then that's good. And that's what we're saying over here too, that the bones become bottled to the marrow and they're matame yadayim also. Ele'i labno sahi, but if you hold that the bones don't become bottled to the marrow, then why do you have to, to burn the bones, break the bones, take out the marrow, because now the carbon's possible. Hari mikivichin is so shruv and nifsalu ain bohem yishu mr. Shvira. You're allowed to break the bones of a carbon pestle that's no longer kosher. When it's kosher, not when it's kosher. Burn the marrow by breaking the bone. What's the difference? So you have to burn the marrow anyway, so burn it with the bone. No, but it's more wood you need to burn bones than to burn marrow. So it's a big tear cut. Start going, get the and with Torah to burn the bones. So just break the bones, take out the marrow. You only need a little bit of wood then to burn the marrow. Kesaber haitana bo dechiv gabi shvira lav the mutei pasul asa and leurche dekrohu the kosher v'at pasul mashma. Etzem lo sish bru bo is not a miut, and therefore you're not allowed to break the bones of a korban pesach that's pasul either. Tomorrow says, how can you say that? This is a nice. It says the feirish that it's mutter to break the bones of a korban pesach that's pasul. Gemara says it depends. If it was pasul to begin with, then in a chanami, you're allowed to break the bones. But if the korban pesach was kosher and then later became pasul, like no sir, then you can't break the bones. Lo haishal of shasa kosher could go nitin with nezrika. The korban became tamid before zrika shadar, so it never was kosher. Then you're allowed to break the bones. Ein bo mishum shvir zetsim, then it's mutter to break the bones. Uma nihu tana to masnisan to shani le b'chachi l'gabi shvir zetsim. Where do we find a tana that makes a difference between a korban pesach that was pasul to begin with and a korban pesach that became pasul later, where there the issur of shvir zetsim applies? Okay, the minchas chinuch has a shaila when it says here that you don't get malchus for breaking the bones of a korban pesach that what's it called that is pasul. Is that just you don't get malchus, but there's an isser, or there's no isser b'chlal? It's mutter completely. From this gemara, it seems to be that it's not, it's mutter completely, because gemara seems to say that if it's pasul, break the bones and take out the marrow, right? If it would be an isser, except no malchus, then why would the gemara take on you can break the bones? Still asr to do. Just don't get malchus for it. So where is there a tana who holds a difference? Man tana. Where are we? Man tana, the shani leibin, shahaisalo shasa kosher, lohaisa shasa kosher, Rabbi Yaakov. Yeah, there is such a tana. It's Rabbi Yaakov. The tanya, the etzim lo sishbru bo, bo the kosher below the pasul. When it says bo, it means you're not allowed to break the bones of a korban pesach kosher, but a korban pesach that's pasul, you're allowed to break the bones. Rav Yaakov Omer, Hoy Shalosh Shasa Kosher V'Nitzel Yesh Bo Mishum Shvirus Ratzim. Lo Hoy Shalosh Shasa Kosher Ein Bo Mishum Shvirus Ratzim. If the korban pesach was pasul before Zrika Saddam, so it never was kosher, you can break the bones. But if the korban pesach was kosher and then became pasul afterwards, after Zrika Saddam, then you can't, what's it called, break the bones. Rav Shimon Omer, Echad Zeh Ein Bo Mishum Shvirus Ratzim. And even though Rav Shimon is a Tanakama, right, it says the same exact thing, but Tosfos says, Rav Shimon Ayu Tanakama, right, that you have to say that Rav Yaakov, Rav Shimon argue in the Tanakama what they meant to say. Rav Yaakov says the Tanakama never meant to say that it's always okay to break the bones by apostle, depends if it's said a shasta kosher. And Rav Shimon said, no, the Tanakama meant to say in both of them. So it's not a three-way machlokas, it's a machlokas in the Tanakhama. Okay. Meshtei. Kol atzomos hakodshim, ein tunim sreifa, chutz miatzomos hapesach, mipnei hatzakola. Okay. All the bones of kodshim don't have to be burned, because you can break them, take out the marrow, and burn them. Burn the marrow. So you don't have to burn the bones. Except for the atzomos of korban pesach, mipnei hatzakola. But all the atzomos of korban pesach you have to burn. What bones are we talking about? It's talking about bones that don't have marrow. There are no bones. Not even korban pesach has to be burned. You don't have to burn the bones. Elapshita, this bumoach must be talking where there is marrow. The isolka diet of shimush nosher milsahi, atzmas kodshim amay intunim shreifa. And if you hold that the fact that the bones serve the nosher makes the bones themselves usher, so why don't you have to burn the bones of kodshim? Why only korban pesach? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, koch of Mayaskina, kagon shemotzon chalutzim. You found the bones broken already. They were broken before the marrow became nosa. So they were never a basis l'davar ha'asim. Because when the time came in the morning that the marrow became nosa, the bones were already broken and the marrow could be taken out. So it's not busis anymore. Atzmos kodshim de ein bohem mishum shviras ha'etzem kamid rahavi noser chalsinu. Right? The bones of kodshim, that there's no issur to break the bones. So mistama, they were broken before they became noser. And therefore, what's it called? The bones never became a busis, because you could easily take the noser away from the bone. V'lo havi shimush noser, v'lo boi shreifa. Atzmos ha-pesach, v'yesh ben mishum shvirus ha-etzem. Right? When were they broken? They could have been broken before they became noser. There was a korban pesach was kosher. So if you broke them before, you're over an isser. So mistama, they weren't broken before they became noser. When were they broken? After it became noser. when the moment it became noser, it was inside the bone and you couldn't take it out. And then the bone became a bosses to the noser. The bosses, the havi noser, who the chalcinu. Only after it became noser were the bones broken. The havi lushim was noser. Therefore, when it became noser, it was contained within the bone, and therefore the bone became bottled to the noser and has to be burnt. Uboy srefa. Rashi. Kolat somos,
no sir min hakodshi.
All the bones that are left over from any of kodshim except for korban pesach ain't tunim shreifa. You don't have to burn the bones. Ela shovram umotzi es hamoach v'sorfa umashlich es hatzomos. You break the bones, take out the marrow, burn the marrow, do whatever you want with the bones. Chutz mi'atzmos hapesach she'en yochel l'shovram. Right, except for the atzamos of Pesach, which you can't break because we're afraid of what's it called etzamos tishbrubo. L'fichach nisrof al yidei moshe, and therefore you have to burn the bones together with the moach. Lama lahu shreifa l'atzamos haPesach. Right, manashach. If there's marrow, then all the bones l'chora should have to be burned. If you hold that the bone becomes bottled to the marrow, and if what's it called? There's no marrow, then no bone should be burned. Where it says, no, shemotzen chalutzen, kula masnisen mesukma motze atzomos chalutzen. You found broken bones, and you don't know when they were broken. If they were broken after it became noser, then at the moment it became noser, the bones were bottled to the noser. And then the bones have to be burned too. Not just because of the noser, you have to burn the bones. But if it became broken before it became noser, then at the moment it became noser, it was possible to extract the marrow. The bone's already broken. Therefore the bone wasn't a bosses to the marrow, therefore you only have to burn the marrow, not the bones. Klomer shvurim v'nechrots moach mehem. Right, they were broken and the marrow was taken out. Now the question is, when did that happen? Atzmos kotshim demutr l'shovron. Right, the bones of kotshim that you're allowed to break. So we can assume they were broken before it became noser. Amrin and Stamma the Milsa, lo osa moach diduli de noser. So the moach never became noser in the bone. Umikanei suraya de ne seli de noser chalcino. Before it became noser, that's when they broke the bones. The enkan shimush noser. Therefore the bone never served any noser. Because the noser was taken out of it, right? The marrow was taken out before it became noser. Okay? Mashka that you had to say, mamish, take it out. Not just it was roy to take out. You got to take it out, mamish. The baser hachi, but korban pesach, it can't be that they broke the bone and took out the marrow before it became noser. If the bones were broken, it must have been after it became noser. That means that when it became noser, it was in the bone, and then the bone became a basis l'davar ha'aser, and the bone needs to be nisra. So now it's not going to help anymore not to burn the bone, even if there was no marrow in it anymore. The bone itself became aser. You have to burn it. The ifsu chalcino. Only after it became possible did they break it. The su lespe iser shvira k'Rav Shimon. Then, like Rav Shimon, there's no more iser, even though it had a shasa kosher. Still, there's no iser to break the bones. The yesh kan shimush noser. So when it became noser, the bone was buckled to the noser, and therefore you have to burn the bone also.